Oh. Hey, Cam, the refereeing over the weekend, we sort of gave it a must improve. There was a few incidents in particular, most notably Friday night in that Roosters-Panthers game. And then we had the situation yesterday with the Dragons and the Raiders. What's your take on it, mate?
Yeah, well, I was there on Friday night, and I spoke post-game after this one. And I think you're referring to the Verrills tackle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I'll start off by saying, like, Jared Sutton, he's a good referee. And I said this Friday night as well. I've been refereed by him many, many times throughout my career.
I sense a butt coming.
However.
and he's refereed something like 380 matches, fellas. So he's an experienced referee. But that was an absolute shocker. Yeah. Like, I don't know what your thoughts are, Matty. I don't know what yours is. Yeah. But that was an absolute shocker. Like, where are we going with our game if a player makes a legal tackle, fellas?
Yeah.
But then, like, the ball carrier goes over the top of him, and then falls in a position that Sam Verrills has no control over, yet he's penalised.
Yeah.
Like, where is our game? It frightens me a little bit. It really does. Yeah. Like, I walked away from that game thinking about that penalty. A little bit concerned about our game.
Mm.
Like, where are we heading if defenders are penalised for a tackle like that? Like, that's a tackle that you're taught when you're 6 and 7 years of age.
Yes.
That's a safe tackle. That's a safe tackle for you as a defender, and it's a safe tackle for a ball carrier. So at the moment, there's absolute, like, we're finding ways to penalise tacklers. Now, when we went down the line of protecting ball carriers and particularly their head and neck area, that's fine. I think everyone's all on board with that. We want the safety first for our players. But now we're starting to penalise players for tackling around the legs. Like, it's just, like, at the moment, the way if we keep going down this line, we won't be tackling soon. Everyone will be playing Oztag.
Yeah.
And then we lose our sport. Our sport is, it's a brutal sport. There's high contact. It's a physical match. It's what separates us from most sports globally. And unfortunately, at times, players are going to get in positions that are a little bit unsafe, but it's just part of our game. It's part of our game. And I'll stand by it. That was a shocking decision, which in the end, like, Penrith may have gone on to win that game if that wasn't a penalty, but that try right on halftime was a direct result of that penalty.
Yeah,
it certainly was. I thought oftentimes when coaches, you know, whinge after they get beaten, complain about the referee, you go, it's just our greats. But Trent Robinson was absolutely spot on. There were some decisions during that game. That was the one that was emblematic of how bad. You know, some of the decisions were on the night, the Verrills tackle, but, mate, some of the petty six to goes and the sin bins, my God, the Roosters, like, honestly, no wonder they'll scream blue murder.
Yeah. What about the one yesterday, guys? To the letter of the law, Peter Goff did the right thing. Ben Hunt fell on the tackled player, which could have been a penalty, but should have been a penalty, would have been a penalty if it was in the 40-metre zone, but because it's where it is, it's not. And then he's not square at marker, and then the Raiders don't get a penalty. To the letter of the law, he did the right thing. How do we change that situation? Because it wasn't right.
Oh, God. Isn't it funny? Where sometimes you don't think so much about scenarios. Scenarios suddenly appear. Like, that rule change, I love the six again rule change. It's made such a difference to the game. Then suddenly this happens.
Yes.
And you go, oh, God. There's always, whenever you make a rule change or an adjustment, there is always a consequence. And sometimes you do not see it. Look, Jimmy, oh, man, I don't know. I'll put it this way. I don't want the six again thrown out just because of that yesterday.
Yep. Cam?
A quick answer. I'm a little bit different to Matty. I'd be happy for the set restart rule to be scrapped.
Wow.
I'd be happy. I just think if there's an infringement in the ruck, just blow a penalty. It doesn't matter what part of the field it is. And when we're starting to see referees too, like in and around that 40-metre zone, they're starting to get a little bit confused.
like they blow a penalty and then they go, oh, hang on, no, sorry, the bunker goes in there. No, mate, that should have been a six to go. So the game stops, they go back to play the ball and vice versa. They go six to go, oh, no, hang on, a couple of seconds later, that was meant to be a penalty. It's a little bit confusing. I'd be happy to see it go, because I think also on top of that situation there where Canberra could have opted to take the 2 points, which I'm sure they would have preferred a penalty than a 60 go, I think, which is what you're referring to, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I feel as though that it's very subjective, this set restart rule, whereas you can give multiple set restarts for, say, slow play the balls. But then if someone then went and reviewed that match and broke down every play of the ball, there'd be at least a dozen, if not more, similar play of the ball speeds to the ones that were pulled up by the referee that would just let go.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just when they find an opportunity to give one, they give one.
Yeah.
So it's just, I just think for clear indiscretions in the ruck, blow penalties.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. People want to have their say on that. McDonald Jones open line, 1-300-01-1170. The text line, 0457-736-736. Text coming in here is Trish putting the bins out. Code for something. A lot of heavy breathing coming down the line. Coming down the line from Matty.
I'm sorry. I've got a little bit of, I've just got a little bit of flu. I've woken up this morning. Trish is actually, she's moved on from the bins. You're doing a bit of ironing now, Trish, aren't you? Yeah, she's nodding away. So yeah, she's just Trish. If we can just there's some dishes and yeah. But happy household here, isn't it, Trish?
Yeah,
she's nodding. Yeah.
Clearly, Trish nowhere in the building. I would have thought. Anyway,
No, she's here, Jimmy. She's here.
Very good, yeah. Very good. Yeah. All right, we better take a break. After the break, we're back with more. Stick around.